Case studies in eclectic astrology, planets and nakshatras for Srinivas. Rahu in Uttara Asha second house, Lord of Fourth. Srinivas Rahu in the second house in Uttara Ashada points toward a karmic obsession with building identity through speech, family status, and material security. As the dispositor of the fourth house, home, emotional roots, mother, this Rahu creates a complex relationship with emotional grounding. It seeks external accomplishments and possessions to soothe deeper emotional restlessness or ancestral disconnect. Uttara Ashada, ruled by the 10 Vishwadevs, universal principles, holds themes of dharmic leadership, integrity, and delayed but enduring victory. When Rahu, a planet of desire and illusion, occupies this noble nakshatra, it intensifies ambition around legacy, family name, and vocal authority. Srinivas may feel an insatiable hunger to prove himself in family or societal roles, often through mastering speech-based professions, financial ventures, or leadership rooted in knowledge. As fourth Lord Rahu in the second, there may be emotional displacement early in life, shifting homes, maternal absence, or ancestral karma disrupting a sense of safety. This pushes Srinivas toward accumulating wealth, food, or social validation as compensation. He may also have a voice that captivates, capable of persuasion, but prone to intensity or overextension if not balanced. Drawing from the planets and nakshatras' insights, karmic drive to earn status and legacy through speech, education, or moral campaigns. Emotional security tied to recognition, financial power, or ancestral healing. Life themes around separating from early family dynamics to build a self-made voice. Strong desire to win in material and ideological arenas. Karmic tension between emotional nourishment and public image. This placement blesses Srinivas with potent communication skills and strategic charisma, especially in leadership, consulting, or speaking professions. His growth lies in transforming material ambition into service-based stability, reconciling emotional roots with outer expression. In time, Rahu in Uttara Ashada grants enduring success and legacy, but only after lessons in humility, emotional maturity, and truthful self-expression. Saturn in Shravana third house, Lord of third and fourth. Srinivas' Saturn in the third house in Shravana reflects a disciplined, introspective communicator whose life themes revolve around responsibility in speech, karmic sibling dynamics, and a patient approach to learning and courage. As the ruler of both the third, efforts, communication, siblings, and fourth, home, emotional grounding, Saturn here becomes a double agent of inner stability and external expression, shaping how he navigates both relationships and self-confidence. Shravana, ruled by Vishnu and associated with the ear and sacred listening, brings a deep desire for knowledge, spiritual alignment, and service through structured communication. Saturn's presence in this nakshatra adds a karmic weight to Srinivas's efforts. He may have experienced early inhibition in expressing himself or faced silence and emotional withdrawal in sibling relationships. Yet this same placement matures into refined wisdom and spiritual authority in later years. With Saturn as both Lord and resident of the third house, Srinivas is likely cautious, deliberate, and long-suffering when it comes to building skills, asserting himself, or entering competitive fields. There may be a burden of responsibility placed on him within his family or community from an early age, especially tied to home security and emotional anchoring, fourth lordship. His communication is slow but thoughtful, more focused on depth and truth than flair. Drawing from the planets in nakshatra's insights, service through sacred speech, documentation, or traditional education, past life karma around restrained communication or silenced voice, wisdom and teaching potential, especially through writing or public speaking, emotional and familial responsibility carried from a young age, deep healing when he learns to integrate silent wisdom with active expression. Saturn in Shravana grants Srinivas the potential to become a patient teacher, counselor, or responsible leader in service-based professions. While early life may test his confidence and emotional safety, this placement ultimately matures into strong leadership based on values, dharma, and the silent power of attentive action. Moon in Shatabisha, fourth house, Lord of ninth. Srinivas' moon in the fourth house in Shatabisha reflects a private, emotionally intense psyche shaped by spiritual healing, karmic ancestral patterns, and the search for truth beneath appearances. As the Lord of the ninth house, higher knowledge, dharma, father, The moon's placement in the fourth brings a deep yearning for emotional security through philosophical or spiritual roots, often inherited through maternal or ancestral channels. Shatabisha, ruled by Varuna, is associated with secrecy, healing, cosmic order, and emotional detachment. The moon here often makes the native a quiet healer, someone who feels deeply but may not always express emotions openly. Srinivas likely has an affinity for solitude, sacred study, or metaphysical environments. And emotional fulfillment may come more from self-inquiry or cosmic exploration than traditional domesticity. With the ninth lord in the fourth, there is a fusion between emotional needs and higher truth. His home may have served as a temple-like space, or he may have inherited spiritual traditions from the maternal side. There could also be karmic tension with father figures, involving ideological differences, separation, or emotional expectations that challenge his inner peace. Drawing from the planets and nakshatra's insights, emotional security tied to sacred rituals, cosmic law, or hidden knowledge, karmic maternal patterns involving secrecy, healing, or emotional restraint, dharma lived inwardly, devotional study, solitude, or behind-the-scenes guidance, tendency toward isolation in early emotional life, evolves into self-reliant depth, capacity to serve as a silent emotional anchor for others. Srinivas Moon in Shatabisha offers him powerful emotional insight, especially in times of collective disruption or personal crisis. While he may not always seek the spotlight, he carries a lunar grace, the ability to hold emotional complexity with quiet dignity. His path leads toward emotional sovereignty, rooted in wisdom, ancestral reverence, and sacred emotional clarity. Mercury in Ravati, 5th house, Lord of 8th and 11th. Srinivas Mercury in the 5th house in Ravati reveals an intellect shaped by compassion, imagination, and a karmic calling toward healing, spiritual education, and transformative knowledge. As ruler of both the 8th house, hidden truths, transformation, longevity, and 11th house, networks, aspirations, social causes, this Mercury serves as a link between deep psychological insight and social evolution, expressed through creativity, communication, and service. Ravati, ruled by Pushan, the nurturer and guide of lost souls, is a nakshatra of completion, transcendence, and soft-spoken brilliance. Mercury here blesses Srinivas with eloquence, spiritual intuition, and the ability to teach or guide others, especially through storytelling, counseling, or artistic expression. His intelligence is deeply empathetic, and his creativity may be directed toward spiritual writing, children's education, or emotionally restorative content. With Mercury as Lord of the Eighth, his mind naturally gravitates toward mysteries, occult knowledge, psychology, and systems of transformation, especially those that help others heal or evolve. As Lord of the 11th, he has a destiny linked to community service, mentoring, and elevating collective consciousness. His friendships and aspirations may be unconventional, spiritually oriented, or involve networks of mystics, healers, or reformers. Drawing from the planets and nakshatra's insights, exceptional talent in emotional intelligence, counseling, and written expression. Transformative thinker, bridges inner healing with collective well-being. Spiritual teacher or guide disguised as an artist, communicator, or mentor. Friendships and aspirations rooted in service, poetry, or social healing. Subtle mental gifts blossom fully in emotionally safe and spiritually rich environments. Mercury in Ravati empowers Srinivas to uplift others through insight and empathy. His voice carries a sacred gentleness, capable of bringing clarity to confusion and comfort to suffering. This placement indicates a soul here to complete intellectual karmas by serving others through wisdom, connection, and soulful expression. Sun in Bharani, 6th house, Lord of 10th. Srinivas' sun in the 6th house in Bharani suggests a karmic path of leadership through service, discipline, and the transformation of ego via duty. As the ruler of the 10th house, career, status, public image, the sun here becomes a key driver of professional identity, manifesting as a determined, justice-oriented force operating in environments that require healing, order, or moral intervention. Bharani, ruled by Yama, the god of Dharma and transformation, is a nakshatra associated with intense life lessons, endurance, and powerful internal rebirths. The sun in this nakshatra brings passion, resilience, and a need to overcome harsh truths, especially in the context of health, work conflict, and personal responsibility. Srinivas may be drawn to work that involves caretaking, crisis management, law, or confronting taboo or hidden systems in society. With the 10th Lord placed in the 6th, his career path may involve resolving problems for others, being the one who steps in during challenge or injustice. This placement gives capacity for public service, reformist leadership, and a reputation for taking on difficult roles with persistence. He may carry a dignified aura in the workplace, earning respect for his unwavering commitment and sense of dharma. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra's insights, leadership forged through personal discipline, sacrifice, and moral clarity. Work environments involving crisis, regulation, health, or transformative service. Strong karmic link to dismantling toxic structures and rebuilding ethical systems. Career breakthroughs after overcoming ego trials or moral dilemmas. Natural magnetism in work settings, seen as authoritative, principled, and grounded. Srinivas' sun in Bharani marks him as a dharmic reformer called to serve not through domination, but through integrity and grit. His true power lies in his ability to bring light to complex, even uncomfortable areas of life, healing not just systems, but the souls entangled in them. Ketu in Punarvasu, 8th house, Lord of First. Srinivas's Ketu in the 8th house in Punarvasu reveals a soul on a journey of inner disintegration, transformation, and mystical release. As the Lord of the First House, Self, Identity, Vitality, Ketu here indicates that Srinivas carries a past life mastery of individuality, yet in this life, the ego is gently dismantled through encounters with loss, hidden knowledge, and emotional surrender. Punarvasu, ruled by Aditi, the Universal Mother, represents return to light after storms, nurturing faith, and renewal. Ketu, in this nakshatra, dissolves the outer longing for control over change, replacing it with subtle spiritual wisdom. Srinivas may have an instinctive understanding of the impermanence of identity, finances, or even life itself. His strength is subtle. He can sit with uncertainty, hold space for grief, and trust the unseen process of regeneration. As the First Lord, Ketu in the 8th also infuses his personal style with mystery and introspection. He may appear detached or unknowable to others, with a life path marked by phases of deep self-examination, symbolic death and rebirth, or interest in psychology, occult, or ancient healing systems. His health or vitality may also go through karmic dips, pushing him toward practices like yoga, energy work, or body-mind integration. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra's insights, past life spiritual accomplishments in mysticism, healing, or yogic sciences, detached yet intuitive identity, withdrawn from outward self-glorification, deep interest in soul contracts, karmic healing, and esoteric systems, recurring life themes of emotional intensity, loss, and restoration, grace through simplicity, faith, and returning to core spiritual truths. Ketu in Punarvasu blesses Srinivas with a profound ability to transform from within. Though the path may be lonely or unclear at times, his essence is anchored in quiet wisdom, an old soul walking gently through life's shadows, seeking not power or validation, but illumination and return to cosmic belonging. Mars in Punarvasu, 8th house, Lord of 1st and 6th. Srinivas Mars in the 8th house in Punarvasu reflects a deeply karmic and transformative use of energy, courage, and personal drive. As ruler of both the 1st house, self-vitality, and 6th house, service, conflict, discipline, this Mars forms a powerful triad of identity, effort, and regeneration. His willpower is tested and refined through intense life challenges, crises, or confrontations that demand inner resilience and spiritual maturity. Punarvasu, ruled by Aditi, is the nakshatra of renewal, nurturing, and the return of light after chaos. Mars in this domain softens the otherwise aggressive nature of the planet, turning Srinivas into a restorer rather than a destroyer, one who acts to heal, protect, and rebuild after breakdown. There is a warrior-healer archetype in play, someone who fights internal battles and uses that wisdom to support others navigating similar depths. With the First Lord in the 8th, Srinivas may embody mystery, intensity, or a naturally private demeanor. His presence commands depth, and his energy can feel magnetic, even if quiet. As the 6th Lord, this Mars gives him strength to face enemies, overcome illness, and serve in environments that others find too difficult, especially those involving trauma, crisis counseling, healing arts, or esoteric knowledge. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra's insights, courage reborn through experiences of pain, vulnerability, and transformation. natural instinct for psychological or energetic healing, strong karmic drive to protect the vulnerable, especially in spiritual or crisis settings. Health or vitality may fluctuate, requiring mind-body mastery and energetic grounding. Leadership style rooted in humility, empathy, and renewal after adversity. Mars and Punarvasu in the 8th house gives Srinivas the sacred task of transmuting personal struggle into service. He walks a path of conscious action where strength is defined not by dominance, but by the ability to protect, heal, and rebuild from life's most powerful storms. Venus in Mrigashira, 8th house, Lord of 7th and 12th. Srinivas Venus in the 8th house in Mrigashira points to a deeply sensual, curious, and transformative relational energy. As the ruler of both the 7th house, partnerships, marriage, and the 12th house, spiritual surrender, losses, hidden pleasure, this Venus binds together themes of karmic love, emotional vulnerability, and sacred union through mystery, loss, and healing. Mrigashira, ruled by Soma, the moon god, is a nakshatra of exploration, softness, and romantic idealism. Venus here imbues Srinivas with a poetic and emotionally alert love nature. He seeks connection that is both mentally stimulating and emotionally nourishing. However, in the 8th house, this longing is often tested. Relationships may carry intense karmic weight, involving sudden shifts, spiritual awakenings, or deeply buried wounds around trust and intimacy. As the 7th lord in the 8th, partnerships become the very ground of transformation for Srinivas. Love for him is not light, it is a vessel for profound emotional evolution. As 12th lord, Venus here also brings an ethereal, otherworldly touch to romance. There may be attraction to spiritual, foreign, or emotionally unavailable partners, and strong themes of sacrifice, mysticism, or creative dissolution in love. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra's insights, romantic curiosity draws him into emotionally complex or hidden relationships. Love as a channel for psychological or sexual healing, past life links to lovers with whom power, trust, or secrecy played key roles. Sensuality blended with emotional detachment, learning to love without possession. Artistic gifts rooted in depth, poetry, ritual art, sacred beauty, or esoteric design. Venus in Mrigashira in the 8th house blesses Srinivas with a rare romantic and artistic depth. Though love may be a field of intense transformation, it is also a gateway to devotion, transcendence, and refined emotional wisdom. He is here to love not superficially, but as a path to spiritual alchemy. Jupiter in Pushya, 9th house, Lord of 2nd and 5th. Srinivas Jupiter in the 9th house in Pushya signifies a profoundly dharmic and spiritually expansive intelligence. As the lord of the 2nd house, speech, wealth, values, and the 5th house, creativity, education, past life merit, Jupiter becomes a beacon of wisdom, abundance, and protection, anchored in tradition, learning, and higher guidance. Pushya, ruled by Brihaspati, Jupiter himself, is considered one of the most auspicious nakshatras, associated with nourishment, growth, and sacred responsibility. Jupiter in this lunar mansion magnifies Srinivas' capacity to act as a wise guide, teacher, or spiritual protector, especially in the fields of religion, education, parenting, or ancestral tradition. His belief system is both expansive and rooted in ethical foundations. As 2nd Lord in the 9th, Jupiter blesses his speech with gravitas. He speaks with authority, often quoting spiritual truths or ancestral values. His voice can be healing, his counsel naturally sought out. As 5th Lord, he inherits strong creative intelligence, a gift for teaching or inspiring youth, and powerful past life merit tied to faith, leadership, or philosophical contribution. There may also be a protective destiny around children or students. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra's insights, past life blessings from religious, scholarly, or priestly roles, nourishing others through teaching, mentoring, or spiritual guidance, wealth and recognition through traditional wisdom or ethical leadership, strong spiritual link to family lineage and sacred rituals. Life purpose revolves around being a custodian of dharma and higher knowledge. Jupiter in Pushya crowns Srinivas with the spiritual maturity of a benevolent guide. He is meant to grow into a father-like role for others, not just biologically, but intellectually and spiritually. Through tradition, study, and devotion, he finds both his highest calling and his greatest rewards.